from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fight Club was wild. It had a weird ending to that movie. Fight Club, that is.
It did have an odd ending.
It was very, very, very odd. Fight Club, that is. Look, we're going to talk some football here. Giants, they win against the White Sox. Woohoo!
I know.
They're one game over 500. were people outraged online about Lamont Wade Jr. running?
It wasn't even about Lamont. Yeah. It was about like the team rolling him out there.
But everybody's happy!
I mean, it's just,
I'm not!
We just ripped the hell out of Marco Luciano for not sprinting down the line.
Well, he's got plenty of evidence of not hustling.
I'm not here to defend Luciano.
I get Kipe on the call. I still have it in my head. Whenever I think about urgency, come on, now, urgent, gotta go now, quick. It's like, damn, Kipe, damn. Them dudes in a drink, man.
It's not about Lamont. It was just about like the whole thing, dude. And I'm just, and the problem is I'm a sucker. I'm like an addict, you know what I mean? Like, because tonight, what's going to happen? I'm going to turn it back on and I'm going to hate watch.
Yeah, I can't hate watch. I got it. You know, there's so much hate in the world these days. We got to get it open for you, by the way. Who you hate today, by Joe Shasky.
Let the hate flow, yeah, bro.
No, I don't, I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. I don't like to hate. I'm a player, baby.
I prefer the dark side. I like the dark characters. I like Scarface. I like Tony Soprano.
I love those characters too.
I like Darth Vader.
I love those characters too.
I like the Emperor.
I love those characters too.
I was rooting for the Empire.
But I don't like, I want to know. 888-957-9570. Before we get into
I like villains.
I want to know from fans out there.
Cartman.
How many of you hate watch? And how much energy does it take to hate watch? I want to know, how many people hate watch? Hate watch sports. Because that's the one area where I'm just like, I'm just going to be open-minded.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to laugh a little bit. I want to watch some great athleticism. If I don't see it, then,
Do you not hate watch James Harden?
I don't hate watch James Harden. I just laugh at James Harden. I don't hate, be like, oh, I want James Harden to fail. I just know it's coming. And so I'm watching James Harden, for example, and I'm like, how's it going to happen this time around? It's kind of like the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, when the Niners got the interception.
You're rooting for failure.
I wasn't rooting for failure. When the Niners intercepted that pass from Mahomes at the start of the third quarter, and they didn't score. In my mind, I was thinking, how are they going to lose this game? In what fashion are they going to lose this game? Because they're going to lose, but how are they going to lose? And so with James Harden, I'm thinking, by the way, he's in China right now for Team Adidas on his Adidas tour. They love him in China. But I'm watching James Harden, and I'm thinking, how is he going to fail this time?
Yeah, that
how's
it going to work? Similar to
no, it's not hating. It's just sitting back laughing like, babe. I'm like, Anna, somehow, some way, James Harden is going to blow this.
Yeah, you're salivating at the opportunity to see someone's failure.
No, I'm not salivating. I'm just, you're just knowing that, hey, something's going to happen. It always does.
Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, at times LeBron, James Harden. The NBA's got a lot of guys that I was like rooting against. The guy, right. I like hate watching.
I root against.
Waiting for the failure.
Yeah, I root against, but I just don't, you know, they ball out, they ball out. By the way, we have a poll. We have a poll up.
The Dodgers.
You just know it's going to happen.
Kershaw. Like, I love watching Kershaw, and I love, my favorite of the Kershaws is this Kershaw.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bent down.
Can you describe
this? Guys, I take my hat off and I stick my head
we're
down.
We're on live radio.
Show you my bald spot.
Auditory medium.
Yeah. Do you ever hate watch your own team? That's our poll on YouTube right now. Do you ever, ever, ever hate watch your own team? Some way you're going to blow this, right? You know what I'm saying? Just some way you just know that some guys are going to fail. And it's not choke. I guess you could say choking word out. But like, I just... Sports make me happy.
Well, of course.
Even the failures make me happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just makes me, I just get a good, I'm in my own world. I'm away from reality. I'm away from everything that's happening in society. And I'm just locked in. Somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to win. No doubt about it. But hate watching takes an extra energy to be negative. Like, oh, I need to miss this shot. Like, I can't do that.
I don't think it's that sadistic. I think it's just sitting like, oh my God. Like, for example, Mahomes, this guy, I'm watching him and I'm amazed. And I'm also like, I'm just so sick of this guy. Like, I hate watch him.
See, I can't get sick of him. As much as I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I want to watch every snap of Mahomes' career. I don't want to miss a snap.
Dabo.
It's like Michael Jordan. I didn't want to miss a dribble. I didn't want to miss a shot.
LeBron.
You know, LeBron for a long time was like, I don't want to miss it. For a long time, I watched a lot of LeBron. The Cleveland days, the Heat days, I couldn't miss a game. I couldn't miss an article. I couldn't miss anything. Then became the enemy, and I was just like, all right, Warriors all day. But with Mahomes and Brady, I could not miss a snap. I needed more. I'm addicted to it. Like, watching greatness and just thinking, like, how is he going to get it done this time? Like, we're watching that Chiefs-Bills playoff game. And you just knew in that second half, it's like, somehow, some way, Mahomes is going to get it done.
Yeah, see, as being on the other end of all these Mahomes Super Bowl victories, I'm now so sick of that guy. He's awesome. I don't turn away, but he's in like the Emmitt Smith zone, Michael Irvin zone, where it's like, I hate those guys. I can't.
No, I hear you.
The guy drives me crazy because he's so good.
Yeah, like
He's so good.
I love it, actually. I'm just like, when you're watching great, like we've been blessed to watch Steph Curry be great around this market. We've been blessed to watch Barry Bonds. There's something about watching the greats of the greats. There's just something that I kind of love it.
No, I'm with you. Everyone loves it. That's why we love sports.
Yeah.
But also, like, sign me up for hate watching Dylan Brooks, right? You know what I mean? Like, I love watching him fail in misery. I kind of love watching Memphis collapse, just in general, right? I'm here for it.
Job?
Exactly. I'm here for it.
I try not to like you.
Who's that?
You know, like the Seahawks. You didn't hate watch the Seahawks?
I didn't hate watch the Seahawks. I just didn't like them.
That Super Bowl I rooted them against them. In New England,
oh, I rooted against
never hate watched harder.
Oh, no, I rooted against them. But it was also, I was also sitting there thinking, boy, this is a classic Super Bowl in the back of my head. I was like, damn.
No, I was sitting, I have 10 people in the living room. I remember sitting there going, oh my God, they're going to go back to back. I hate them.
No, when they threw me the interception, I jumped off my couch and said, yes.
Well, yeah,
Seattle's going to lose. Yes.
That's hate watching.
Yes.
That is the essence of hate watching.
No, but I was watching in real time. I was like, wow, they're going to come back and win this game. What a remarkable. They're about to go back to back. They're about to three-peat. And they got the interception. I was like, the team that I bet on won. So I was happy as hell. But, you know, and that's a rival. That's a rival, no doubt. Mahomes is just so great, though. Oh, my God.
Okay, so if I take Mahomes off the table, like Dak and the Cowboys?
I mean, they're like our little brothers. I kind of just laugh. It's more so laughing at Cowboy fans than the actual Cowboys. Because I love CeeDee Lamb, for example.
Okay.
I love CeeDee Lamb.
Like, I put them in the same category as the Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, where it's like basically like, here you go. I can't wait for the demise. Let's do it.
The streets are saying I'm speaking Capanese. That's good.
Capanese?
That's pretty good.
That's
Carlos Guido. Carlos Guido on YouTube. Vontae is speaking Capanese right now.
If he came up with that, that's one of the most creative things
Capanese.
I've ever heard.
That is pretty damn good. Carlos Guido, can I steal that and tweet about that? Hey, you're speaking Capanese right now. That is pretty good.
You're a Florida State
still
guy.
That guy.
Do you hate watch Florida?
Yeah, I hate the Gators.
Okay.
I hate the Gators. I mean,
so then
no,
you do practice.
I don't practice. It's just certain teams. But for the most part, I love sports.
Everyone.
But I don't watch the Gators every day. I don't watch the Gators. I leave their games alone. I'm watching Florida State. There's so many college football games.
I love the Giants.
So,
you're acting like I don't love. I love the Giants.
No,
I love them so much.
I don't
like my brother.
With that.
I'm in a beef with them every now and then. That happens.
I don't disagree with
what
that.
What happens with family? Like, the fights that you get in with family are unlike any other fight you get in with anyone else.
Here's my thing, though. I'm done exhausting energy on this regime. I did that during the trade deadline week.
So I said what I said. You're jogging like Lamont Wade Jr.
Yeah, I'm just waiting until the finish line to see what happens. What happens the first day after the season's over and the Giants don't make the playoffs? What are they going to do? Are they going to let guys go? Are they going to bring guys back? What are they going to do? That's what I'm waiting for. The team is what it is. I know what they are now. They're a 500 baseball team. So there's no sense of me letting the pendulum swing left and right saying, oh, my God, I'm throwing it. I know who they are now. They told me who they are. They showed me who they are with their actions. So I'm not going to waste an extra ounce of energy. I'm going to watch them. Say, hey, hopefully Kyle Harris is getting better. Hopefully Hayden Bairstow is getting better.
When you watch Chip Kelly run the same fourth and short, slow developing read option keeper for the quarterback to get plowed in the backfield, that didn't drive you nuts in the midst of a lost season?
It could drive you nuts. Shanahan does the same damn thing.
They win. They bring me some level of like excellence, right? Like the Giants aren't excellent at anything.
Yeah, the Chip Kelly team, you knew they were bad. So what I did was I did the complete opposite. So remember NFL Films?
I was rooting against the Niners so they could fire everyone.
So you remember NFL Films and how they have the blooper reel? And you show a season full of bloopers?
Yeah.
That's how I watched that Niners team with Chip Kelly. I said, okay, what are they going to do that's so laughable today? What's going to come out of this that's going to become a comedy? Wow. They're featuring Jeremy Curley today. Or how are they going to blow this game?
Yeah, but
you know, it's so
you
like,
didn't want
I don't
them
know.
To win six games so that they kept them another year.
I mean, like I said last week, once the ball is kicked off, I want my team to win. The records go out the window.
Yeah, see, there are specific moments where I'm rooting for a loss for draft position in football, right? In baseball, it's just, I mean, I want to win every game. Baseball makes me crazy. It just does.
And
again, I know I sound absurd because it's not worth, you know, losing your mind. But it's the exhaustion of 6 years of the same crap.
But see, I'm a competitor in the sense that once, like, Connect Four, for example. Like, it's hard for me. I'm playing an iPad with my daughter, and there's these little games. We could play air hockey. Mm-hmm. We could play all these games with my daughter, right? Basketball. And, like, I know I can win every single time. But then when I'm letting her win and the clock is running down, I'm like, I don't like losing. Yeah, in the back of my head, I'm just like, I just don't like losing.
Yeah.
So when the Chip Kelly-led Niners, when they would kick off the ball, when the kickoff happened and the game started, I wanted to win the damn game. Oh, I wanted to win the game. Okay. I just like winning. I like winning. So when they did lose, it's like, damn. Well, there's a silver line. Okay, they're 2-14. Everybody's going to get fired. That's going to happen anyway. But once the game starts, no matter what, even with the Giants and White Sox, I don't want them to lose to the damn White Sox.
I didn't say I want them to lose, but I'm watching a team that drives me crazy. And so on some level, you have to love something so much to stay tapped in, right? So we can call it hate watching. And like, it's just the things they do drive me crazy. They drive me crazy. It's an abusive relationship, and it's one way.
You know, it's the same old thing, right? That we've seen for the last 3 years with the Giants. It's the same damn thing over and over and over. And until management does something about it.
That's what drives me insane.
Until management does something about it, it's like, all right, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens after the season. Are they going to get rid of Farhan or not?
Like, the old Warriors before Steph Curry, I didn't hate watch them. They were miserable, and, you know, I was rooting for them. And there were times where I just, you got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it was. And you just expected the worst scenario to happen.
Well, they lost
whoever
an exciting
your favorite player was, was going to leave and be an all-star somewhere else.
Or they lose in exciting fashion. You know, they'd be up 18 on on a team, and you're like, wow, Oracle's rocking. And then they start to give up the lead, like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, how are they going to lose this one? How are they going to lose this one? But, hate watch is strong. I mean, I get it. Like, when you obviously want your rivals, right? You're going to want your rivals to lose.
Yes.
That's all the time. Yes. That's baked into the equation. But for the most part, I just like to see greatness. I like to see great athletes and then follow these great athletes. Like, you're talking about Tatum Bethune, and I'm watching Tatum Bethune highlights from Florida State thinking, he was good in that number 15. I forgot he was number 15 in Florida State. And he came up with the big-time interception against Louisville in the ACC championship and made play after play after play, tackling in space. Renardo Green, who was at Florida. And actually, when I was watching Renardo Green and Tatum Bethune highlights yesterday and watching some of their stuff for Florida State, actually got me more ticked off that they didn't get invited to the college football playoff, but it got me ticked off that Jordan Travis got hurt. Because Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt. I truly believe Florida State is winning the national championship. I think they beat Michigan. I think they beat Washington. And I think they hoist the trophy once again for the first time since Jameis Winston. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.